Showtime.
How y'all feel? T-T-Fat Guy. Multi hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated. Ah!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two, about 20 minutes away from our State Farm Insurance picks of the week. Football heavy, but there's some basketball flavor in there as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. So we have that going.
Speculative point spread, WSU Houston.
Mm-hmm.
A couple props in the Chiefs game. I actually went to an online casino for those numbers. So they weren't just fabricated out of my head. Yeah, those are actual props. We'll get to those.
How close were they to your brain, to what you thought in your brain?
The Henry rushing yards was about 4 or 5. It was fairly close. I would have put Mahomes passing yards a fair amount higher. But props are fun. And I can't wait to the Super Bowl. Because there's a prop for everything, as anybody who watches the Super Bowl knows, starting with the anthem, how long it's going to be.
Exactly.
Color of the Gator.
That's fine. Did you watch it? I know you probably zoned in on Cincinnati and Memphis last night. We've talked about it a little bit. And really how impressive Memphis. Memphis is – your statement of the first hour is, I think, bears repeating. Having one in your pocket against Memphis is huge. Because they don't look like they're going to lose many games. Now, they may have – Memphis may have a game where they just don't score much. And it's not like they had a ton last night. What did they win, 60-49 or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like they were great offensively last night. But, man, their defense is – that's as good a defensive team as I've seen this year.
They're so long.
Other than maybe Virginia. Virginia's really good defensively. But they really, really defend. They do a good job. Wichita State's a very good defensive basketball team. Extremely good.
what's funny? Defense, adjusted defense. We talk about KenPom a lot. Adjusted defense. West Virginia's 1. Kansas is 3. And Baylor's 4.
Isn't that something?
3 of the best teams in the country with adjusted defense reside in the Big 12, but Memphis is 14, so they're right there defensively. I don't know why I watched for any other reason of just having a, they're still pretty good, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah, really.
But I wanted to see what Cincinnati looked like, and they just – it's hard to have the horses – that can outshoot, but to thrive offensively when you play Memphis. They're so long, and Achua is so impressive. I didn't realize, I guess, at the time, Achua, at big number 55, the guy that averages a double-double as a freshman, he was playing way more on the perimeter when Wiseman was around.
Yeah.
Imagine that matchup nightmare, shooting from the perimeter at as long as he is. And now he looks right at home down low. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what validation I was looking for when I watched that game last night, but it was like, yeah, they're still pretty good.
Well, maybe confirmation that they're really pretty damn good and they're going to be you're going to have to account for them.
No doubt. All right, 869.
Memphis is going to have to be accounted for.
869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Justin wants to talk AFC Championship game. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, I'm curious. You guys are in the media, and I'm watching a lot of these media outlets, and maybe you guys can weigh in on this. It seems almost like there's a bit of a Titans bias, and a lot of the shows are kind of, how are the Chiefs going to stop the Titans and Derrick Henry and all this other stuff? And I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying, how are the Titans going to stop the Chiefs? I mean, last game, the Chiefs had a lot of penalties. Pat Mahomes was off that knee injury, and they didn't have Eric Fisher. And
didn't they blow a couple of field goals, too, the Chiefs?
Yeah, turnovers and everything. It's just I think people think that the game is kind of like the Ravens and Patriots, but I don't think Chiefs are looking past Titans at all. But that's my opinion. You guys can let me know what you think.
I will say it's hard to overlook what Derrick Henry has done, not only over the last two games in the playoffs, but all season long. He's a freight train, man. He's been pretty much unstoppable, and the Chiefs didn't stop him. So as far as that goes, I can understand, not necessarily Titans bias, but don't sleep on the Titans. The Titans have already said, why not us in Foxborough and in Baltimore? So why can't they go in and do it against Kansas City? I think you at least have to consider that. But there is two sides of every coin. Kansas City did score 51 points in their last game after spotting the other guys 24. So
right. I mean, I don't know. Kansas City's a 7-point favorite at home. I think that you look at what Tennessee brings to the table. You know what they bring to the table. They're bringing a 1,500-yard rusher to the table that is different than really just about any other team in the NFL, in that they understand who they are, they're patient with who they are, and they've got a quarterback who's incredibly hot behind that, and they're fantastic in the red zone. Look it up, especially since with Tannehill there. They're one of the best teams in the NFL in the red zone, so they complete drives. So they have things that they do consistently. They're a lot better. We talked about this. What are they? They're 9-3 in their last 12 or whatever the heck it is. They're not a 9-7 football team. They're far better than a 9-7 football team. They've won two straight games on the road in the playoffs that went through New England and Baltimore. That's pretty impressive. So maybe you get people kind of going with the flavor of the moment, but I think that they're more than that. And they're more than that because why? They can run the football. And that changes the dynamics of games. The only way you can beat Kansas City, I think, is to run the football and keep Mahomes off the field as much as you possibly can. So that's what Tennessee's going to try to do.
But that's also what every other team in the NFL tries to do, too.
The difference is Derrick Henry. That's the difference. The difference is you've got 245 with 4.5 speed coming at you, and Tennessee knows who they are. They're not going to try to fool you. And if Kansas City stops them at the point of attack, and by the way, teams have done it. Now, it happened really early in the season. I mean, he's been a 100-yard freight train really since probably a third of the way through the year, half of the year.
But he has been stopped before. You're right.
But he has been stopped before. Has been stopped. So it can be done.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with saying the Chiefs are not only the favorites in this game, but I expect them to win. And I expect them to win probably by the 7 or whatever, however the number lies for us today, that they're favored by.
Who had a worse day yesterday, Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr.? Because after we went off the air, very shortly after, Odell Beckham Jr. had a warrant out for his arrest. Or smacking a security guard on the backside.
Simple battery is what
Simple
it's called,
battery,
I think,
yeah.
Right? Simple battery.
What, if guilty, what might that get him? What's simple battery do? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Probation?
Sounds more, probably more. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor, but, you know, I can't imagine there's any jail time,
right?
Like, I mean, that's way out of my purvey. So right. I just need to shut up. So I don't know.
Well, and I'm just I don't know. Yeah, I didn't mean to press you on it, but my God, what What was he thinking, man?
And well, not thinking.
No, it was beyond that and beyond handing out money, whether it was real or not. And they were,
don't put your hands on another person.
I think it was that you're not supposed to smoke inside the Superdome. I think that's where it started. And they were smoking cigars. Yeah. So it's kind of could be viewed as petty by the security officer trying to tighten that up, considering about an hour earlier they just won the national championship. But, God, Odell Beckham Jr., you talk about acting the fool. Got a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah.
I hope it was worth it. And then Antonio Brown, as nutty as he's been over the last couple of weeks, how nutty do you have to be to have Drew Rosenhaus say, you know what, I'm good. Until you get some counseling, I'm no longer your agent.
Yep.
You talk about being able to see the writing on the wall. That would take a lot for an agent to dump a superstar wide receiver that they
of course
have. Jad?
Misdemeanor, simple battery, first offense, maximum 1 year in jail or 12 months probation at a $1,000 fine. That's the maximum, so it's going to be a lot less than that.
Unless he represents himself in court, which is possible.
Right, yeah.
Right.
All right.
Oh, God.
That's not nice.
Well, maybe he'd be passing out money there, too. Yeah, I mean, maybe. You know, who knows?
Okay, so Carlos Beltran is the latest manager to lose his job because of the cheating scandal in Major League Baseball. So he was on the job, let's see, December, January, about 2 months. Mm-hmm. He's introduced on November 4th. Never coached, though, obviously. Ends his tenure with the Mets 0-0. Brings to mind a handful of other coaches that never actually coached a game for their respective employers. Not quite to this embarrassment level, although most of the others, or at least some of the others, they just changed their mind. Bill Belichick resigned as the New York Jets head coach in 2000, just 24 hours after he was hired to replace Bill Parcells, and then decided that he wanted to accept the Patriots coaching job 3 weeks later. 2 years ago,
worked out for him.
It did. That was probably a decent move. Yeah. Josh McDaniels did it a couple years ago. He agreed in principle to become head coach of the Indianapolis Colts before backing out. I'd forgotten this. Major League Baseball, there was only one other similar situation for a coach who never coached the game. Wally Backman was introduced as a Diamondbacks manager in 2004. I'd forgotten that. And before he ever filled out a lineup card, the team fired him because of legal difficulties he didn't disclose to them. I'd forgotten
about
that.
We haven't heard from him since, have we?
Yeah, he was kicking around being a manager in the minor leagues.
Minor leagues somewhere.
Went back to the minors,
I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, but and he may be most famous for tirades on umpires and locker room speeches. If you're not on a work computer, Google Wally Backman and Wally Backman rant or whatever. If you don't mind some salty language, it's kind of funny. But that's unfortunately kind of what he's known for. Manny Diaz in college football left for Miami prior to last season, less than 3 weeks after being introduced as head coach at Temple. So he was hired by Temple and then jumped ship for a perceived better job. And then, of course, we get back to the infamous college football coaches, George O'Leary and Mike Price.
Yeah.
Those guys never got to coach a game at their respective universities. George O'Leary was announced as Notre Dame's head coach.
Yeah, two dream jobs that guys kind of swung and whiffed on, man.
Screwed it up.
Wow.
Falsified parts of his academic and athletic background, George O'Leary did. And then Mike Price was fired by Alabama in 2003 before he ever coached a game. Wasn't he involved in a strip joint or a prostitute or something like that?
The old script club.
Nothing good ever comes of those places.
Got to stay away from those script clubs. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
now.
My God. How about, and a little closer come to home, on, remember when Dana Altman was introduced as Arkansas's
yes.
new coach? That was in 2007.
Yep.
And then changed.
Said he knew it when they started doing calling the pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Freaked him out.
You know? So.
Went back to Creighton 24 hours later. That was in 07.
And obviously felt much better about Oregon than he did about Arkansas.
Yeah, he meant that one. How much of cold feet would the people at Oregon have to have when they offered him the job whenever that was? Like, hey, you're not going to pull an Arkansas again, are you? You know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or anybody that decides that they want to change their mind. Dan Dockich did it. He left West Virginia a week after he was hired in 02 to go back to Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Majerus did it. I'd forgotten that, too. He accepted a job at USC in 04 before going back to ESPN 4 days later. I'd forgotten that one.
Well, Greg did it too, didn't he?
I don't know.
Greg Marshall?
I don't know if he ever actually accepted. You talking about the Alabama thing?
No, not the Alabama thing. He accepted to go to College of Charleston in, I think, 2006, middle 2000s, and then ended up going back to Winthrop.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah,
like, accepted
that,
the job
correct.
And then just changed his mind?
I'm not positive about how far along, but I think that there was at least an understanding that he was going to go and then opted to return to Winthrop.
I found an article here that says that for at least one day he was the head coach of the College of Charleston.
Ooh, okay.
College of Charleston.
Slipped my mind there.
So.
Looking through his timeline, I suppose it's possible that it happened.
And I'm pretty sure he had been an assistant at College of Charleston.
Yeah, from 88 to 96 he was. Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he was offered,
what did you say, Jed,
2006?
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's right.
On his Wikipedia page, said Marshall accepted an offer to coach College of Charleston in June of 06, changed his mind after the press conference, introduced him as coach, and returned to Winthrop. Ooh, so he's in this.
Yeah.
Greg Marshall's on this list.
Because Gene's on that list, too.
Gene is on that list, yep.
Mm-hmm. At Oklahoma.
He was accepted the job with
that
the
was
press
the
conference. Put the jersey on.
That was
on.
The most uncomfortable day ever.
Yeah. You didn't work there.
It was bizarre.
I was the only guy in the office that day.
Yeah.
I didn't answer the phone either, by the way.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. You kidding me?
That's interesting. You guys bring that up because I was at work that day, and Bruce, I don't know if you remember this or not, Bruce, you called us to tell us about what the situation and what was happening. I was the one that answered the call. You and I spoke that day.
You know what? I do remember that
now.
You're right.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, Gene was about as, when he put that uniform, I've never seen a guy squirm
as much as
he did. I've
heard a million people say that very thing. That
squirm.
Just looked weird. Kind of weird look on his face.
Yep. So
I remember hearing about him accepting the job on the news. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Think about that.
And I work for the guy. And I'm not blaming him after the fact, but it was just so bizarre.
It was a really bizarre.
And so then you're thinking, all right, who's going to be the next head coach and how's that going to affect me? Because I was a director of ops at the time.
Well,
and I wasn't going down there. They never got around to asking me if they had planned on me going with them, but they never asked, and I would have said no. I wasn't going to go anywhere. But I didn't have to because they came back the next day, all of them. Good times.
Well,
coaches who never coached again.
Yeah. I'm glad we were all able to kind of go through some of that. Oh, my God.
Good times.
Just crazy. Crazy stuff. Man.
All right. Benway and Shields are teaming up against us today for the State Farm picks, and it will be so the next 3 weeks. Multiple State Farm agents will be teaming up to make their picks. And that's coming up on the other side of this break. We are at a dead heat between yours truly and State Farm with 3 weeks to go.
It's a good comeback by you.
Three
really
weeks
good
to go.
Comeback.
Dead even. Mm-hmm. Yep. No excuses.